English?
Yes, obviamente. How can I help?
Oh, thank you. I'm meeting a group here, I think. I'm not sure what name it's under.
Ah, yes, bellissimi, tu romantici, of course. And your husband, he joined you later, yes?
No, it's just me.
Non marito, che triste. This way, please, you come. Lorenzo, this lonely lady, you take her back to the happy couple group, vai.
Here you are, signorina.
Don't worry. I just take away this other chair because you have no husband.
I look around this small, cozy room and check out the other people joining me on the tour. They're clearly all in pairs. Would it have killed the universe to throw me a bone with another single person in the group? Guess I'll just be having pasta for two. For one.
Oh my god, hi. Are you the Chicago girl? I've wanted to take a selfie with the giant bean thing for, like, ever.
Oh, dope. Another member for the cool crew. The boomers are seriously outnumbering us for a minute. Oh, I'm Asher, and this is Ashlyn.
I know, right? Aren't we, like, the cutest? I'm a Scorpio with a Cancer moon. Watch out. What about you?
Oh, wait. My name or my sign?
Did you say you're from Chicago? Back in 82, I had the best rack of ribs in my life at a joint in Chicago. That's not right. I met a waitress with the best rack I'd ever seen in Chicago in 82. That was it.
Art! Lord almighty. Hi, hon. I'm Patty. Now, please don't mind Art. We landed real early and started in on the limoncelli, if you know what I'm saying.
That's limoncello, actually. And I wouldn't if I were you. It's more of a southern Italian thing. Hello, good people. I'm Todd Walters, Harvard class of 94. And this is my wife, Kate.
Hello.
She's my second best girl, after my boat. We're from Boston, Beacon Hill, to be exact. Do you know it? But of course, we spend most of our summers on the vineyard. You know how it is. You get it. No one would be caught dead in the city on a summer weekend. How gauche.
What's your name, hon? And where's your sweetheart?
Well, actually...
Okay, everyone, more wine is on the way.
Yay!
Woo! Look what's coming!
I can't help but notice that the new addition to the group seems to be on his own. Not that I'm looking. God, after the week I've had, absolutely not. It's just, I guess I didn't fully think this through. Not your smartest idea, Claire. Go mourn your 8-year relationship with a bunch of happy, loved-up strangers. So, it's just nice to see someone else here on their own.
Hey, I'm Mateo.
Oh, hi. I'm Claire. It's nice to meet you. Honestly, I was starting to get a bit worried that I'd be the only one here on my own.
Well, actually, I...
Oh, sorry. You're not wearing a ring, so I just assumed.
Oh, no. I'm not married. But I
guess the tour name should have given it away, but I still didn't expect it to be all couples, you know?
Oh, it's always like this at this time of year. A lot of honeymoons and anniversaries.
Oh, have you been on this tour before?
A few times, actually.
Oh. Well, must be a good one. Guided tours usually aren't really my thing. I just like to plan for myself, that's all. But my fiancé... Well... Never mind. I just hope the guide isn't a bust. I heard that the guide's an American. I mean, I was looking for an authentic Italian experience. What is he going to show us? The local McDonald's?
Well, Claire, I hope the tour is everything you're looking for. Excuse me just for a moment.
He might be cute, but he doesn't seem to have much to say. He might not be the brightest crayon in the box.
Everyone, let's take our seats. Alessandro is about to bring out the antipasti, but first, I want to introduce myself. On behalf of Bellissimi Tour Romantici, welcome. I'm Matteo, your guide for the week. Together, we'll spend the next 7 days exploring Florence, Tuscany, and Umbria. I know, some of you are probably thinking, an American guiding a tour of Italy? Are we going to be eating at McDonald's?
At this moment, he actually winks at me, and I would very much like to crawl under the table and die. Me and my big mouth. I've been here 5 minutes, and I've already offended the person in charge.
But let me assure you, I've lived in Italy for the last 5 years. I came over to learn more about where my grandparents grew up, and I've gotten to be a bit of an expert on this area of the country. Tonight, we'll all get to know each other and enjoy this perfect meal from the cucina of Doña Antonia. And then tomorrow, our adventure begins. Please let me know if you need anything at all, and I look forward to showing you my Italy. As we say in Italia, saluti.
Salute.
Here's looking up your skirt.
Matteo takes his seat next to me, catches my eye, and smirks at me. This is bad. Very, very bad. I am going to need a lot of Chianti to get through this evening. Make that this whole week, actually. I'm the lonely spinster who's already stuck her foot in her mouth, and the tour hasn't even technically started yet. I guess it's going to be pasta and wine for two. For one. Luckily, the food looks absolutely delicious. Wow. Alessandro and his army of waiters descend on the table with platters piled high, with paper-thin slices of prosciutto and bowls of the creamiest-looking burrata I've ever seen. There's bruschetta topped with heaps of fresh tomato and sprinkled with basil and flaky salt, and bowls and bowls of olives and marinated artichokes and oily sun-dried tomatoes. My stomach grumbles appreciatively. Well, at least this guy knows his food.
That looks delicious.
So, shall we go around and introduce ourselves? Asher and Ashlyn, why don't you two kick us off? Maybe tell us how you met and why you came on this trip?
Right, so this is our 4-month anniversary. We followed each other on TikTok, but it wasn't until I slid into her DMs that she knew I was serious. And we've been duetting each other ever since, if you know what I mean.
Oh my god, babe! But yeah, our follower accounts have totally skyrocketed since we got together. The fans just love our love, you know? People are just so drawn to authentic emotion. So our manager sent us on this trip to just, like, create content. And I'm so excited. Panna cotta, y'all.
How sweet. Get it?
Art. Well, I've always wanted to come to Italy, but my first husband didn't like to leave the couch, never mind the country. Thank the good Lord I met Artie here. We started our second act 2 years ago, and we've been making up for lost time ever since. We're trying to see as much of the world as we can together.
That's my patty cakes. We waited most of our lives to find each other, and now we're going to have every adventure we can in the time we got left. Full steam ahead. Choo-choo.
I watch him pinch her butt, and I can't see one of her hands, nor do I want to know what it's doing. They've got to be at least 65, and I'm not generally a fan of PDA, but somehow I'm endeared to this cute older couple and their over-the-top affection for each other.
Oh, Art.
Art, my good man. We should compare passport stamps. I'm down to my last page. Again. Well, folks, I'm Todd Walters, Harvard class of 94. And this is my wife, Kate. We just sent our youngest off to college. So we're celebrating our empty nest. Isn't that right, honey?
I can't believe we have kids in college.
Oh, my bank statement believes it. And not a Harvard man among them.
Honey, they call Middlebury a little ivy.
Why go little when you can go big? Am I right? And that's what we're doing, going big to kick off the next chapter of our lives. Hear, hear.
Cheers. Cheers.
Look at how cute we are, really.
Somehow, my second glass of Chianti is already empty. I try to make meaningful eye contact with the waiter. I've been half a couple for almost 10 years, and it suddenly feels like my singleness is slapping me across the face. Coming here alone was definitely a bad idea. Thank God for the waiter and his heavy pores. I take a gulp and then realize that everyone is staring at me.
And honey, why are you here?
Well, crap. They're all looking at me. And somehow I just can't admit to my broken engagement. Not to all these smug couples. So, as the wine starts to go to my head, I tell a white lie. Oh, you know, I just wanted to have my own eat, pray, love moment. Emphasis on the eat. Mateo looks over at me questioningly. Wait. He works for the company. Of course he knows I was supposed to have a plus one. The whole damn tour was booked under Greg's name. I look away and smile at Ashlyn, who is eyeing a giant plate of meatballs with the appetite and metabolism of the 22-year-old she is.
All right, bitches, let's mangia.
Can I get a little more wine, please?
Okay, everyone, you all have your schedules for the day. We'll meet back here in the Piazza del Duomo for a late lunch at 3 p.m. Arrivederci.
Ooh, art!
Okay, so we totally need to see the birth of Venus. It's got, like, so much clout.
Oh my God, and Medusa, what a boss bitch.
Maybe I should be her for Halloween, babe.
Totally. You'd look smoking in snakeskin.
No, you're smoking hot.
Why don't we check out the sculpture corridor? According to the map, it's over this way, and we can see tons of stuff at once.
Right on! Ash, you got the selfie stick?
You know it, Ash.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can handle a whole morning stuck with these two.
Per favore, do not touch the art.
Ugh, fine. Claire, can you take our pick? No higher. Maybe climb up on that bench? Just make sure my cheekbones are, like, insane, you know?
Okay, ready?
Can you see the Supreme logo on my shirt? Daddy needs to get that hype. This is like super limited edition. They only released it in Japan, but then they also sent me one because, you know, I'm me.
Photo approval. Give it.
Okay.
Oh, wow, Claire. This photo's like really good. I mean, like, obviously we're both hot, but you made us look, like, really hot. You're a good photographer. You should totally, like, start an Instagram.
I have Instagram.
No, but, like, one with a lot of followers? Did you know brands will just, like, give you money and clothes and stuff for taking selfies?
Playing personal photographer in the Uffizi was not what I had in mind for today. I stayed up after dinner last night to make a list of all the highlights in my guidebook, and then I cross-referenced it with the TripAdvisor reviews. We have a lot to see. But Ashlyn is stopping to pose with every sculpture and painting in the museum.
Okay, Claire, now let's get a pic together. I can totally tag you and get you some new followers. What if we both kiss this Roman dude's cheeks? So cute! Oh my God, Asher, get this, babe.
Yes, give it to me. That's it, babe. Work that marble, man.
Non toccare. Do not touch the art.
Dude, chill. It's made of, like, stone. It's not gonna break. God, Boomer's always gotta be such a buzzkill.
This is gonna make such a good picture.
Yeah, just make sure you, like, tilt it.
Sir, I am so sorry. Mi dispiace.
Claire, look at this shot.
Oh, that actually is a cute photo. Hey, Asher, can you send that to me?
Totally. Two hot babes and a Roman prince? This is gonna kill on the gram.
I thought about telling Asher that it was actually Jupiter, god of the sky in ancient Roman mythology, but he was busy scrolling through filters and intensely debating each one's vibe with Ashlyn. So I let it slide and disappeared to join Art and Patty for our pasta-making class.
Fresh pasta. Is there anything better? The smell in here is heaven.
I can think of a couple things that are better. Like your buns.
Oh, Art. Claire, have you ever made pasta before?
I love pasta, but my ex had a gluten allergy, so I've barely had pasta in years.
I don't believe in all that allergy bullcocky.
Well, in his case, me either. He wanted to come to Italy because he said the wheat in Italy is totally non-GMO. But he was full of it. Give him a couple drinks, and he ate late-night pizza all the time. He lied about a lot more than that, as it turned out.
Back in my day, people didn't have all these so-called allergies. They weren't delicate little flowers like they are now. It's all a crock, if you ask me. I've been eating bread and drinking beer my whole life, and I'm just fine.
You sure have.
What are you saying, woman? Trying to pretend you don't love this here belly? Bullshit.
Art, you're just so silly.
Va bene, gente, let's get into groups of two and we will begin the sensual process of making pasta together. Pasta is how we show our love here in Italia.
Well, if this is a sensual process, Art and Patty are going to be great at this. She's already got Art's flour-smudged fingerprints on the backside of her dress. Oh, and the front, too. Holy PDA! Art seems to be more interested in nibbling on Patty's neck than on any of the actual food.
Oh, Art.
But she just laughs sweetly and swats at him, flirting up a storm.
Oh, I see we have una extra, no? Perhaps you will work alone. Homemade pasta is a form of self-love too, after all.
Yeah, I think I'll be getting a lot of that on this trip. After drowning my loneliness in a sea of misshapen raviolis, I head off to meet Todd and Kate at the Duomo.
How beautiful! The Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore. Oh, well, it's even pretty to say.
Actually, the cathedral's proper name is Il Duomo, or the Florence Cathedral.
Well, shall we? I think there's a tour starting in a few minutes.
Absolutely. Let's see what this so-called guide knows. I bet I can teach him a thing or two.
I've got my guidebook so we can follow along. It's 414 steps up to the top, so I hope you're both wearing comfy shoes.
The Gothic Cathedral is a symbol of Florence, taking more than 142 years to build. It is almost 115 meters tall, and...
That's 376 feet?
Yes, for the Americans. Thank you. As I was saying, the Duomo has seen many years of excitement and history, even crime. On Easter Sunday in 1478, the Pazzi family plotted to overthrow the Medicis and take control of the city.
Good luck with that. Every last one of the Pazzis hanged in the end. Serves them right. You gotta respect the big dogs, know what I'm saying?
Sorry if he's a bit much. He just gets excited. But I actually want to see the view. Do you want to head up?
That sounds great. Should we tell Todd?
No, don't worry about him. He could entertain himself this way for hours.
Oh, I did not wear the right shoes for this.
How many more steps?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I know. What do they say in Italy? Che bellissima.
I'd say that sums it up perfectly. This is breathtaking. Definitely the highlight of my day so far.
You didn't enjoy the Uffizi? I really loved The Birth of Venus. I mean, even Todd was impressed.
No, it's not that. I guess I've just been feeling a little sorry for myself. Honestly, I was starting to regret coming. You know, being the only one here alone.
Well, they certainly are keen on activities for two here. But it's actually nice to get a breather from Todd. You know, back home he's usually at the office or off tinkering with the boat. I haven't spent this much time with him in... gosh, I don't know how long. Honestly, Claire, I admire that you came here alone to have your own adventures.
Well, it's complicated. Let's just say this isn't the trip I had planned. I was supposed to be here with someone.
I see. Well, I know enough from having raised two teenagers that I won't pry. But if you do want a girlfriend to talk to, I'm here. I mean, it's been a long time since I had a breakup of my own, I grant you. But you know, Todd talks so much. I think I've gotten to be a pretty good listener.
Thanks, Kate. That's kind of you.
Oh, it's 3:00. We'd better get going. We don't want to be late.
How's Italy?
Ah, Maya, I would give anything to have you here. The tour is called Bellissimi Tour Romantici, for Christ's sake. Beautiful romantic tours. I'm here with three other couples and I want to die.
Dramatic much? Okay, but you are in Florence, right? I mean, Italy is Italy, okay? And without that douchebag keeping you down, you can eat all the pasta you want. He was always so weird about carbs.
Okay, the pasta is the one silver lining. But everything else is terrible. You should see the others. There's this influencer couple. They're like fetuses with selfie sticks. They turned me into their personal photographer at the museum today.
I saw that pic. You look cute.
And there's Art and Patty. They must be 70, and they're all over each other, like teenagers. God, I hope their room isn't next to mine. I really don't want to hear what they do behind closed doors. I've already seen enough public butt-pinching to last a lifetime.
I mean, they sound kind of sweet. I hope Jesse's still grabbing at me when we're old and gray.
And the last couple? They seem like they're basically ripped right out of a J. Crew catalog. He's this total mansplainer who talks over his poor wife. She seems okay, though.
Okay, listen. I know things seem all dark now, but you gotta buck up. Have some fun. Eat gelato, dance with a hot Italian man, channel your Diane Lane, because I'm not having this shit. You flew too damn far, and that asshole has taken too damn much for you to not enjoy this, okay?
Okay. You're right. I'll try. Everyone else went to dinner, but I just couldn't handle it after a full day of third wheeling. So I begged off and told them I was jet-lagged. I started organizing my list of must-see attractions along our route on a Google map, but after a couple hours, I got a craving for gelato. My guidebook said one of the best places in the city was just around the corner.
Well, hello, Claire. Got a second wind, I see.
And of course, sitting at one of the adorable tables out front reading a book is Mateo. Wearing glasses and acting like the gelateria was his personal library. The glasses were kind of cute, actually, I guess. Oh, Mateo! Hi! Yeah, I got a little stir-crazy, so I thought I'd take a walk.
Well, gelato for dinner is one of the best parts of living in Italy. Would you like to join me?
Oh, that's okay. You're off the clock and probably sick of all of us.
I can make an exception for you. But if you were Todd, I'd be hiding behind my book or trying to make a run for it.
I mean, same. What's that you're reading?
On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Do you know it?
Oh, yes. I read it in college, actually.
I take it you didn't love it?
Honestly, no. It was a bit of a slog to finish, but it's a classic, so I felt like I had to.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I actually think I might hate it. Please don't tell anyone.
I thought all serious young men were supposed to love Kerouac.
Well, it appears I'm not that serious then. But it's hard as hell to write a book, so I'll probably finish it just out of respect.
Oh, are you a writer?
Just a reader these days. Come on, let's get you some gelato. This was my grandmother's favorite gelateria. They even have a flavor named after her.
Wow, you're basically famous. He stands up and gestures for me to go ahead of him. Oh, that was nice. It occurs to me that at some point in our relationship, Greg stopped opening doors for me and would just push on ahead. Not that I can't open a door for myself. I'm an empowered woman and all. But still. Inside, the tiny gelateria is charming. Like a time capsule from a bygone era. An old-fashioned sign lists the flavors in Italian. Fragola, stracciatella, limone. Inside the freezer, little tubs of pastel gelato are lined up, all of them looking so enticing. I might need to get a triple scoop. And behind the counter is a cute old lady in a pink and white striped apron who is absolutely beaming at Mateo.
Mateo, Mimo, you are back. And who is your beautiful friend?
Oh, hello. I'm on Mateo's tour, and I was searching for the best gelato in the city.
And here we are. Maria, this is Claire. And Claire, this is Maria. Her family has run this place for many, many years.
Not too many years, I'm sure. Mateo's grandparents come here on their first date when I am just a bambina making the scoops.
That's so sweet. Mateo said you have a flavor in honor of his grandmother. What's it like?
Her favorite and is Malaga. No one else like it, but I keep it for her and now for him. I think in the States you call this flavor rum raisin.
Oh!
Rom-Com Pods was created by Rachel King and Becca Freeman. This season was also written, directed, and executive produced by Rachel King and Becca Freeman. We had production help from Samantha Reed, marketing help from Ann Foose. Erica Huang is our editor. Sound design, music, mix, and our theme song is by Daniel Brunel. Claire is played by Amy Stricker. Mateo is played by Shahjahan Khan. Maya is played by Ella Turen. Kate is played by Witten Frank. Todd is played by Joshua LaForce. Patty is played by Phyllis Pastore. Art is played by David Shakopi. Ashlyn is played by Aaron Zeck. Asher is played by Connor Dillon. Pasta Teacher is played by Georgia Valenti. Museum Guard is played by Anthony Guarino. Lorenzo is played by Brian Umberto Hoyos. Host is played by Mary Alice Farina. Tour Guide is played by Brian Umberto Hoyos. Maria is played by Phyllis Pastore. Rom-Com Pods was produced in partnership with Pod People.